And we are off a new week. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. John is engineering and producing the program. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, November the 8th, 2021. We're in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. Have our live line courtesy of our friends at Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Mo's brings us Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing. Each Monday brings us our Monday political face-off. Mo and his family have run and done a great job since 1985 with their gallery. They specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and systems. They're doing e-commerce now. Take a look at their website at mosgallery.com and stop by the gallery right next to Copenhagen at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Our team of commentators today, John Munger is here. John, seated to my right, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, former Republican candidate for governor, former chair of the Republican Party in Arizona. Jeff Rogers, also a well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. John and Jeff, how are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. Good to see you both.
Doing very well. Beautiful weekend this weekend.
And yeah. Jeff and John, the U of A, I'm so proud of these kids. They, you know, it's been a tough year, tough couple of years, but the monkey is off the back. The losing streak, my other alma mater, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where I have a master's degree. They actually won, too. Going into this weekend, UNLV and Arizona had the two longest losing streaks in the United States. So that monkey is off the back, Jeff Rogers.
There you go.
They look pretty good.
I thought so. I thought, as we were talking earlier, that the defense carried them through. And this Dan Brown, the defensive coordinator, has just done an outstanding job of keeping him in the last few games. And certainly in this one, he was responsible for holding them to so few points. So I think the defense is coming around. We had an awful lot of injuries to that quarterback core, and I just hope we can't afford any more of them. They're starting to use people who aren't even quarterbacks anymore, like Joyner, to fill in for injuries. So, you know, we can't take any more bruises there.
John, it was a good game.
It was a great game, and Arizona was the better team. And I watched the whole game. Arizona hung in there. As Jeff said, did a great job defensively. And we consistently moved that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got down into the red zone sometimes, a couple of times, and we couldn't pull it off. But we were the better team, and we deserved to win.
I think better days are ahead. Maybe not immediately, because Utah is coming up, and they're really kind of the class of the pack.
They're
took
awesome.
Care of
they
one
just
of
crushed my Stanford Cardinal last
I think
week.
They put up 35 points in the first half. So
to Utah, nothing.
Yeah, it was 35-0. They've got Utah's got a really good team. So that monkey is off the back, though, of the U of A. And the monkey's off the back, at least for the this week, of Joe Biden, Jeff Rogers, because the package was finally passed.
Right. Well, this is probably the biggest investment in American infrastructure in 60 years or more. It will build back roads, bridges, pipelines, ports, cities that have lead water lines that are poisoning their people will be replaced. It'll provide internet access and broadband for rural communities that are sort of deserts of that these days. And for transit and train systems, and it will create a lot of good paying jobs. They've estimated that it would create, Moody's Analytics estimates it'll create up to 600,000 highly paid jobs. And it got a little bipartisan support. 13 Republicans supported it. Frankly, without that support, some of the, it might not have passed the House because of the, there was, you know, people. And the left, most lefty members of the Democratic Party were protesting that they wanted to see the other sort of social infrastructure bill passed first. So we needed that help from the Republicans. I wish we'd see more of it from time to time.
Well, the Republicans, may I comment?
Yeah.
The Republicans in the Senate passed that bill months with with the Democrats together.
That one was bipartisan, too.
It was bipartisan, passed that bill months ago. The Democrats have been holding it up for months in the House. That bill should have passed months ago. And shame on Joe Biden and the Democrats for not bringing it, Nancy Pelosi, not bringing it to the floor where it could have been passed. Everybody supports, largely, the infrastructure bill. It's too large, but it needed to happen. But it should have passed months ago. The problem that Biden's got is that he doesn't have any more the support of the demographic groups that he used to have. In the elections last week, the Hispanics swung in several states to the Republicans. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, other states. And there's a poll out today that the blacks, who used to vote Democratic by 95%, Biden in September was down to 72% amongst the blacks. And this month, he's down 20 points to 52%. Biden is in deep trouble. The Democrats are in deep trouble. The Republicans are taking back governorships. We now can control by far most of the governorships and most of the houses, state houses of the legislature. Biden is in deep trouble.
How about pivoting? How do the Democrats pivot at this point, Jeff Rogers?
Well, I think the first pivot is they passed this infrastructure program. The second one is that we had enormous job gains in the month of October, and over 500,000 new jobs, 531,000 to be exact. We are now averaging over $500,000 jobs per month since the beginning of the year. We've had a few months that were a little lower, but even those months were corrected months later to with an upward movement. So I think that's the first step in the right direction to show that this economy and unemployment is down. We had the lowest amount of new filings for unemployment since the pandemic started. So people vote their pocketbook, and I think this economy is roaring. Stock market sets a new high almost every day. People are starting to get more optimistic and starting to go back to work. The only thing that could hurt us is this pandemic, and that's where the Republicans are behaving so irresponsibly by suing people over mask mandates. Mask mandates work. In the industries that have required them, they're getting 90 to 99% of their employees vaccinated, and these vaccines work. And we're now back on an upper trajectory here in Arizona, where we've got one of the worst governors in the entire United States, who fights as much as he can against mask mandates, against vaccine mandates, against people getting vaccinated. He'll give it a little bit of lip service, but he won't do anything to make it actually happen. And so that's the only risk the economy faces. And frankly, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of the Republicans trying to make that work worse and worse and worse, and playing politics with people's lives. And they shouldn't be doing it. They should act like responsible Americans, and we should rid ourselves of this virus as best we can. And the way to do it is through masks and vaccines.
Well, here's the problem. The Democrats, I agree, I'm a pro-vaxxer. I wear masks if I need to. But having the government order individuals and companies to mandate a vaccine, 40% of the government employees who've been ordered by the president to get a vaccination or be fired are not getting those vaccinations. Why? Because we're a free people. The president has no legal authority, constitutional authority, to order anyone get a vaccine. And what he's done is said, your job is at stake. If you don't accept my unconstitutional order to get a vaccine or lose your job. So the result is 40% of federal employees are going to lose their jobs or be forced to take the vaccination. Most of them won't. And that applies to government employees across the board, down to the police and everything else. That is hardly pro-worker. It is hardly pro-jobs. And Jeff talks about the only problem we've got is getting people back to work. I got to tell you, that's just wrong. What about this? What about the infrastructure, the supply chain? It's out of control. And the Democrats in the House or in the White House and the Secretary of Transportation has no clue how to unwind that supply chain. That is killing our economy. How about inflation? Inflation is taxing people. Every person is being taxed by rising inflation. Rising inflation is outrising already pay growth. Jeff is just ignoring those things and blaming everything on this vaccine.
All right. Actually, wages went up 4.9% over the last 12 months, and that is greater than the inflation rate we're currently seeing.
No, the inflation rate is 5.6%, Jeff. And so inflation is rising. The
annualized inflation rate is much lower than that, John.
The inflation rate today is rising higher than job growth, and that's just a fact of the matter.
All right, why don't we pause right here and talk about Mona's Danish Bakery? How about something Jeff and John can agree on the fact that, well, Thanksgiving's coming up 2 weeks from Thursday already. Jeff, when it comes to pies, and they are taking the orders right now up at Mona's, what would you go for the particular pie on your table?
Well, you know, I've always been a big apple pie fan.
They do a beautiful
apple pie. I don't mind pumpkin pie, but boy, I love apple pie.
And rhubarb pie and cherry pie.
Those are our Midwestern roots through this.
I think Steve can handle either or all three of those pies, actually. Right. What about dinner rolls? A traditional dinner roll for you, Mr. Munger?
Oh, gee. I don't even know enough how to define
them. If it's a roll on the table, you will go for it.
If it's a roll on the table with plenty of butter, I'll go for it. Yep. That's, again, Midwestern roast.
There you go. Boarding house reach, I think.
I'll tell you, nobody made better dinner rolls for Thanksgiving than my grandmother.
Yeah. Don't get between my elbows and the rolls.
Mona's Danish Bakery. Check it out. Northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They are taking orders. They'll be taking your orders. You can do it online at monasdanishbakery.com, or better yet, walk into the bakery and tell the fine staff there you are ready to place your order for your pies, your dinner rolls, and maybe Thanksgiving morning. How about a Danish Kringle? That would be a great way to start the four-day Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be right back. It's Buckmaster with our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, The RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year, 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Tom Sullivan here, inviting you to join the rest of us who spend every weeknight from 7 to 10 with the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, I can't believe it, but as we said, Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away, and then Christmas. Green Things, your headquarters for all of the poinsettias. They've got thousands that they grow every year over at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com, their sister business, Zocalo Village, all that beautiful merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Their website, ZocaloVillage.com. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Jeff Rogers seated to my right, John Munger to my right. Jeff, before the break, John was articulating the supply chain issues and how that's going to affect the economy.
Well,
and
all,
he is affecting
that
it.
All started with COVID and seeing plants shut down overseas all over the place. And it's exacerbated now by the fact that we're having trouble getting workers to work. You know, right now there's statistics showing that there are 10,000 available or 10 million available jobs in America, and there are only 8 million unemployed people right now. It's one of the lowest unemployment rates we've ever seen. It dropped this last month to 4.6%, which in economist terms is generally spoken of as full employment. But these jobs are going wanting, and we don't have the truck drivers to bring the loads across country. We don't have the dock workers to empty the ships. We don't have the availability of manpower to offload the containers that are stuck in shipping lanes. Particularly on the West Coast, off of the coast of Los Angeles, and other coastal cities. So it's a real problem I think Biden kind of took it squarely under his wing within the last couple of weeks when he basically invited people to the White House and said, "Look, let's get these things running 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This is not just an 8-to-5 job unloading these boats and unloading these container ships. And so, you know, hopefully we're making some progress on this, but, you know, it's one of the more unexplainable results of this pandemic that is, you know, crippling the not just America, but the rest of the world's having these same kinds of supply side problems and chain problems. So I think we'll start to get that solved, but it's not going to happen overnight. I think it's certainly something that's bothering the economy. And it's also certainly something that helps drive the inflation, too, because people are bidding up the prices of the products that are out there. And so, you know, we need to get a grip on both of those things before it does any long-term damage to our economy, because right now, the economy is probably as healthy as it's ever been. When we look at all of the economic indicators, and particularly the stock market's doing quite well.
Here's John Munger.
Well, you know, this COVID thing didn't just start during the Biden administration. COVID's been going on now for
19 months.
All of a sudden, we get this problem, and it isn't COVID. COVID's been going on long before this ever started. More people are back to work now, and we still have the problem. The problem isn't COVID. The Democrats like to blame everything on COVID, so it's not their fault. The fact of the matter is that the supply chain matter is very complex. It is made up. We don't have enough truck chassis to transport. We have regulations that prohibit transportation, both at the docks and in the trucking industries. We've got all kinds of problems that aren't COVID. The president is doing nothing to solve. He's doing nothing to solve the border crisis. In fact, he's exacerbating it. He's doing nothing to solve the inflation crisis other than claim it's transient, but it isn't transient. It's going to get worse. And now he wants to spend another $4 trillion, and that's what it's going to cost, for this new reconciliation bill that they've got
pending
in the House.
Is this the second part?
This is the second part of the bill. This is his Build Back Better plan. He says it's going to cost $1.75 trillion. Wharton School of Business at Penn says, no, it's going to cost $4 trillion, most of which is not paid for. That's going to exacerbate inflation. It's going to be money just drilled into the economy. You're just printing money.
I don't think they have the votes, though, for this.
The problem. They don't have the votes because the moderate Democrats aren't even going
to
vote for it.
I want to hear what Jeff has to say about that. I don't think they have
votes. They're waiting for the scoring from the Congressional Budget Office. And I think the latest is that it's actually closer to a $1.85 trillion, and that the Congressional Budget Office will explain and come up with a scorecard that will tell what the actual cost of the bill is. And we believe that most of the things that are in that bill will be paid for by increases in revenue of various types. But this is a really important juncture, because this is something that America, you know, hasn't done for its poorest and most average people, but every other industrialized country in the world has done. And it gives things like pre-kindergarten, and it gives things like free child care for people who need it, or on a sliding scale depending upon your wealth. And these are problems that are keeping a lot of women from getting back into the workplace post-COVID. And so all of these things, and the child tax credit, will pump a lot of money into families that are living in poverty, and has been estimated to be able to reduce the poverty rate of children by over 50%. The temporary version of that, passed actually during the Trump administration, has done exactly that, reduced poverty rates by a soaring amount. And the temporary version passed by the Biden administration is doing the same thing. So this would try to make it more permanent, although it would have an end date of a few years, and so that would be a good reason to elect Democrats to keep this thing in the law. But this is basically a family's first law. It's about families, it's about people, and it's about poverty, and it's about educating our children. And those are the kinds of things that America was built on, and the kinds of things that we ought to demand of our lawmakers.
America was not built on cradle-to-grave welfare programs. The child tax credit he talks about, for example, sounds like, well, it's just a tax credit. No, it isn't. It's a money payout to people. It's a money payout.
It's $300 a month.
And
For children under a certain age and $250 for them over a certain age.
It's a money payout to people. We're paying people not to work, and we're paying people to give up their freedom for socialism. I will tell you that this thing, Wharton says, and I put a lot of faith in Wharton. It's a fine school.
The Wharton School of Business?
Yes. Okay. Says it's going to cost $4 trillion. And that's just the first round. You know, what the Democrats have said in this deal is, well, we're going to do this only for a year or so. But once they, then that's the $1.74 trillion. But once you've got people hooked on this program, you got to do it continually. You're not going to stop it. So it's going to be $4 trillion every couple of years. It's not going to, you can't, once people are hooked on free money, you can't stop it. Well, and that's the problem.
If Republicans have control of Congress, we'll see what they'll do with it.
Okay. Jeff Rogers. Thanks, Jeff. Good
You're
to
welcome.
See you. John Munger, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe for everything you need for your beautiful custom frame mirrors. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. And on the web at moesgallery.com. Check out the newly revamped, redesigned website. Be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday edition, November 8th, 2021. Where has time gone this year? Getting ready for the holidays already. It's time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Denise Alvarez with me in studio, operations manager for, I think, one of the best BBBs in the country. Denise, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, there's so much going on with the BBB. And of course, part of the BBB's mission is to advance marketplace trust. That's kind of one of the major components of what you guys do. And one way you do that is by executing a very important part of your mission, and that's educating our community on possible scams. And today, we want to share the results of an online purchase scam report. What constitutes, Denise, an online purchase scam?
An online purchase scam involves the purchase of products or services from either a website or any online platform, pop-up ads, social media posts. Scammers usually use technology to offer attractive deals for people to, you know, click on the ad, purchase the product or the service, and then they end up paying for it, and then it never gets delivered.
So they'll make the payment, and then they'll, weeks, first of all, they probably think, oh, it's going to be coming any day, Denise, and then weeks go by, months go by, there's not going to be a delivery to your house when it comes to this product.
Right, correct, absolutely. So yes, they pay for it, and then they just never get the product. And we actually have seen an influx of these types of scams over the past year. In fact, more than 35% of the scams that were reported to the BBB Scam Tracker in 2021 have been about online purchase scams.
And what are they? Do they run the gamut of the type of merchandise that these scammers are supposedly offering?
Yes, absolutely. Usually they focus on providing these products that are in high demand. And so what they make it, what they do is they make it really attractive for people to click on it. And they're like, oh, you know, it's out of stock here, but it'll be a cheap price. And so that's how they get consumers to click on their ads, by making it really attractive, a really attractive deal for them.
So they'll put a price point that is below what the others are charging, but perhaps maybe not outrageously low, which would raise a red flag.
Correct. Yes. They make it seem like it's doable, like they can set that price up for them, and they can get that product, you know, for Christmas, let's say.
How many calls are you getting on a monthly basis at the BBB about scams and telemarketing and the whole gamut?
We have over 3,400 calls regarding scams every month.
3,400 calls come in to the local BBB over this?
Yes, correct. It's someone either a victim of a scam or trying to report a complaint or make a customer review. So we take over 3,400 calls a month.
One of your missions, and this is really a great tool that you're using, it's something called the BBB Scam Tracker. Remind us how that tool works.
So we launched the Scam Tracker back in 2015, and it's an interactive tool online. It's free. And what we were seeing is these phone calls were coming in, and so we were trying to keep track of all of these scams that were going on. So the tool was created for consumers to go online and, you know, make a report of the scam. And so BBB uses it, law enforcement, government agencies, to track these scams. And so we encourage consumers to visit bbb.org/scam tracker in order to submit the scam if they've been victims.
You have something that's like an interactive, I think you would call it like a heat map, that you can use to zoom in your local community, and you can see what scams are kind of going around in your area, right?
Correct, yes. It'll ask you for your zip code. It is like a heat map, and it'll give you all of the information that other consumers have submitted. So you can, if you receive a phone call and you're not sure, you can visit our website, bbb.org/scam tracker, and then you can see if any other people around your community have received the same call.
Is it pretty typical that that the scammers may be kind of targeting certain areas?
Yes, it is. We found that they usually just purchase a list of phone numbers, very similar, the same area code, and then they just go make their rounds and try to call all those phone numbers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because those of us who have, we can tell what number is coming in. They're now using, like, if you have a prefix 577, you'll see that's coming in, and you think, oh, this is maybe somebody from my neighborhood. Maybe it's a neighbor or something, and it's a scammer.
Correct. Yes, they use that in order for you to be, you know, more likely for you to pick up the phone call. They see, oh, you know, it's a local number, so it must be somebody who's looking for me.
Well, the Scam Tracker is a great resource. Everyone should visit bbb.org/scam tracker to find out if others in your area have been scammed. You mentioned that these scams have been increasing in the past year.
Yes, we actually saw them increase. Usually, because of the pandemic, a lot of consumers were expecting a delay in the delivery of the products. And so that's when we started seeing the influx, because everybody, you know, was at home making these purchases online, and then they just never received what they purchased.
See, they may have thought, well, we've heard about, you know, all these delays. We were just talking about that in our previous segment. The shipping delays and the whole supply chain. So people may have thought, well, oh, that's because of that. So they didn't report it.
Absolutely. They thought it was normal. They knew it, you know, they were behind. And so they just waited. And a lot of consumers waited so long to receive it that it was too late to even try to dispute it with their credit card company or their bank.
So you need to really act immediately with the credit card company or the bank to see if you've got a shot at getting that rectified.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about how you stay safe online. It's very important. I think there's some key points that we need to bring up.
Yes, absolutely. So how and where you make your searches for your purchases online plays a huge role on whether or not you can fall victim to a scam. And so you don't want to make a purchase decision based only on a few customer reviews. You want to do your homework. Visit bbb.org to make sure that there isn't any complaints or additional customer reviews. If the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is.
That's always good advice, isn't it? If it looks too good to be true, probably is.
Correct. And then be careful purchasing, you know, the sought after products. Scammers offer, like I said earlier, hard to find items and highly sought after products at great prices. And that's how they get you to click on those ads to purchase a product. And also make sure that you're using a secure and traceable transaction, a form of payment where you can dispute. A lot of the consumers who responded to the survey did let us know that they used PayPal or credit card, and that's how they were able to report and recover the money that they paid for the product.
And if someone asks you for your social security number or they want you to wire money, be very careful.
Absolutely, yes. And any time that they ask you to buy prepaid cards to make a payment, that's always a red flag.
So these are always important bits of information. You can find out more again on the BBB website. Where can people get a copy of this report we've been talking about?
Yeah, there's absolutely a ton of information, very useful. It'll give a lot of statistics on the type of scams that we received. So if you visit bbb.org/online purchase scams 2021, you can download the full report there.
You've got your big Torch Award event that's coming up in the spring. Any is that, are the nominations still open?
Yes, they are. Actually, they're open until November 15th. So please visit bbb.org/Tucson Torch to nominate an ethical company.
And you can, well, I think there's at least four categories, right?
Yes, we have nonprofits, mm-hmm. For-profits, and mm-hmm. then we have our Spark Award, which is a millennial-owned company.
Mm-hmm. All right. So find out more about that. Again, it's bbb.org/Tucson Torch to nominate an ethical company. Denise Alvarez from the BBB. Thank you, Denise. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
All right. That Buckmaster Show continues in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. We'll be back in a sec.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
This is Kate Delaney. Join me tonight for a conversation about what's happening in the world that affects you. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Next weekend would be a great time to get away over to Silver City. In fact, you don't have to wait for the weekend. If you've got some time off and like to get away, who wouldn't? Jump in the car, pile in the truck, and take a three-hour drive over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The best thing to do before you start the trip is to go to Southwest New Mexico, spelled out .org, and I think, in fact, I know, you will be very impressed with the variety of activities that are available for you in that beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. Lots to do, great places to stay. Visit southwestnewmexico.org as you plan your trip to to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line. Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, which for nearly 50 years has been a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. He's the former chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. Dr. Sykes, very involved in the development of commercial human space flights. He's had an amazing career that's still going strong. He has discovered comet dust trails, identified banks of interplanetary dust arising from asteroid collisions, and determined the temperature of Pluto. Here he is, Mark Sykes. How are you? Hey, I gave you the full intro today because the last item there had to do with your favorite planet, Pluto, which is featured in an article in Science News about Pluto's dark side reveals clues to its atmosphere and frost cycles. I take it, Dr. Mark Sykes, Pluto's dark side is pretty cold and dark.
Yes. Yes, it is. And Pluto, now apart from being part of a very interesting double planet, because both Pluto and its moon Charon are dwarf planets, and they both circle a point in between them. It's pretty close to Pluto, but it's not. See, the our moon orbits the Earth, but the point about which it orbits is near the center of the Earth. Mm-hmm. Whereas Pluto and Charon, because they're closer in mass to each other, they orbit a point that's in between them. So they're actually a double planet, which is
wow.
No one talks about, but it's really cool. And Pluto is also like Uranus. It's tilted over on its side. Where it orbits the sun. In fact, its north pole, and we define things by the right hand rule. You know, your hand is wrapped around in the direction of motion. Your thumb is the north pole, and so Pluto's north pole points down relative to our north pole. It points to a different half of the sky, because its tilt is. Oh gosh! Total of 120 degrees to its orbit, so it's tilted over about 30 odd degrees. Its pole is tilted over about 30 odd degrees from the orbital motion. So that means that it's 57 degrees. But what happens is that there are times of year during the summer and the winter where one pole is completely in the sun and the other pole is completely in shadow. And so since the orbital period of Pluto is like 248 years, then that's a long time to be in the dark. And so it gets kind of cool, you know, in there.
So there's a part of Pluto that hasn't seen the sun, is it safe to say, for decades?
Oh, for over 100 years.
That would be a long, long night.
And you know that you know, when you have a really cold a piece of metal, you know, you're out holding it out in the air, you get frost built up on it, you know, like those coils in the back of a refrigerator when things aren't working too well. And the reason is that the water in the air is condensing on there. And on Pluto, the thought was that it gets so cold that the nitrogen atmosphere, it'd be colder than solid nitrogen, or which part freezes out nitrogen, and so you'd have a growing ice cap of nitrogen ice, and the entire atmosphere would ultimately be condensed on one pole that's in the dark, and so that was one of the reasons why there was a sense of a rush, if you will, to get launch a Pluto mission and select one back 20 years ago. And it flew by Pluto in 2015 because the fear is that once, in this case, it's the South Pole that's illuminated and the North Pole is in the dark. So once you started getting the North Pole, like, you know, completely in the dark and for, you know, some period of time, then there wouldn't be any atmosphere to observe. So so we got to get a spacecraft there so we could study that aspect of the planet. And of course, it did see an atmosphere. It saw an atmosphere with haze layers and stuff, and it was absolutely fascinating. And now they're able to, by looking at the light reflected off of the moon Charon, is illuminating that dark pole. And so the image, the fact that they could do this at all was pretty a very impressive feat of image processing.
So how cold in Fahrenheit does it get? What's the temperature swing, or how cold does it get on Pluto?
Well, on a sunny day, you know, maybe it could get up to, you know, I don't know, 100 degrees above the absolute zero. And so on a cold day, it's a lot colder than that.
Ooh. Wow. Hey, quick item, and it's important. The Earth's lower atmosphere is now rising due to climate change. Higher temperatures are forcing the upper boundary of the troposphere to expand upward. This is not good news.
I think it's measured to move about 50 feet or something, or you know, under 100 feet. But this is a thing about gases. You know, warm gases expand, cold gases contract. You know, we've just talked about Pluto's atmosphere contracting quite a bit in response to temperature, and so it's not a surprise that as we put more carbon dioxide, methane, you know, other light-absorbing gases into the atmosphere, that the atmosphere warms up and it expands. Now, the weather that we experience on the Earth, that all pretty much happens in the troposphere. And what the long-term consequences of that in terms of weather, I don't know. I don't think that's been figured out, and how much more, if the expansion goes on quite a bit, and what the expansion might ultimately be, you know. But it's another aspect that's of the world that we live in today that we've made with the consequences we don't know yet.
So we see signs of global warming all around us. We see the retreating glaciers. We see the rising sea levels. Now we see it in the height of the troposphere, which, as you point out, that's nearly all of our weather occurs in that area, but we don't know what the effect will be on our weather.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that there much to be much of an effect for 100 feet. Mm. But what if it ultimately goes, you know, miles higher?
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, it's like we would say a billion here, billion there, you end up with some real money. Well, you know, kilometer here, kilometer there, you end up with some real altitude. So and what the effect of that is, you know, I don't think we could say right now. But it's certainly... you know, we're moving in many, many wrong directions.
Yes,
and,
we are.
And that could really impact Tucson because, you know, with the loss of glaciers, one of the things that may really hurt us is the loss of Colorado River water, which we depend upon as a city, as an area. And so, and we're measuring, PSI scientists are determining the effects of melting glaciers around the world, including disasters in the Himalayas where avalanches have wiped out power stations and things like that. So
we talked about that, I think, last month, that's research that's being done by your colleagues at the Planetary Science Institute right here in Tucson. Dr. Sykes, always a pleasure. We want to urge everybody to check out psi.edu for more information. I'm a member. I urge everybody to join this Tucson-based organization. Thank you, Dr. Sykes.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
All right, we'll pause right here before we have Dave Ramsey coming up with his very popular show on money. Want to thank John on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. The Buckmaster Show will be back with you in about 23 hours at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. Have a great afternoon, everybody.